So last Sunday, after everything was finished, all the people are exiting, and I'm visiting with a few people as they leave. And a young man comes up to me and says, "Father, can you give me your blessing?" So I was like, "Sure, sure." So I gave him a blessing, and then he went on. Oh, wait, I didn't tell you where I was. You thought this was the end of Mass? No, this was at the end of the rodeo. Because it doesn't matter where you are. It's time to pray. It's time to pray, right? Well, how would you know where I was without me coming right out and saying it? Well, as we celebrate the Feast of the Assumption today, the heart of the matter is, where is Mary and how did she get there? Because our Catholic teaching is that at the end of her earthly life, Mary was taken body and soul into heaven. That's a pretty incredible teaching. For the rest of us, our body goes into the ground and returns to dust. But not for Mary. In fact, it's so incredible of a story that some might argue, how can the Assumption of Mary not be in the Bible? But this morning, I would like to make the case, and I'm not the first person to do this, but this morning, I would like to make the case that there is a reference to the Assumption in the Bible, coming from the very person we would expect to make it, St. John, who is the one who cared for Mary after Jesus left. And believe it or not, almost all the pieces to understand this are in our readings. Then again, perhaps that's precisely why they are in our readings. So we start with two events. David bringing the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, and Mary visiting her cousin Elizabeth. They happen more than 900 years apart. But the similarities between the two events are more than an accident. So the Ark of the Covenant was kind of like a box that contained the signs of the Old Covenant. It had some of the manna in the desert inside it. It had the two tablets with the Ten Commandments inside it. And when it arrived in Jerusalem, the people were full of joy. Even David said, "How can the Ark of the Lord come to me?" Remember those words, "How can the Ark of the Lord come to me?" So fast forward 900 years to today's gospel, when Mary is pregnant and she's visiting her cousin Elizabeth. Again, full of joy. And what does Elizabeth say? "How does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Almost verbatim what David said. And what's most important is that when Luke wrote today's gospel, he wanted us to make that connection. In other words, in the first years of the church, Mary was already considered the new Ark of the Covenant. And doesn't it make sense that if the old Ark of the Covenant carried manna, the bread from heaven, then the new Ark would carry the true bread of life, Jesus himself? So that's the first point to understand. that Mary was the new Ark of the Covenant, or the Ark of the New Covenant, however you want to look at it. But it gets even better. The old Ark of the Covenant, you know, the box that carried manna and the Ten Commandments, it was lost for centuries. No one knew where it was. In fact, still, no one knows where it is. There are some claims, you know, it's in Ethiopia. There's no proof. No one knows where it is. But it does show up one more time in our first reading. Look at what John saw in his vision in the first reading today. It says, God's temple in heaven was opened, and the Ark of the Covenant could be seen in the temple. They found it. But what comes next? The very next verse. A great sign appeared in the sky. A woman clothed with the sun. She gave birth to a child destined to rule all the nations. When John said that he saw the ark in heaven, he wasn't talking about the box. He was talking about the woman, the new ark, who carried the Savior in her womb. Is there a need to clarify where Mary is? Just as I needed to clarify where I was giving blessings last Sunday? St. John, who took care of Mary until the end of her life, probably knew better than anyone what happened at the end. And in his own mysterious way, John helps us connect the dots. The new Ark of the Covenant is Mary. And the new Ark of the Covenant is in heaven. So what does that tell us about her?